Kennedy wishing to run for the Senate. And I suggested to him to have an exchange that we talked about, and he thought it was good to do that, and he was going to go back and try to convince Bobby, but evidently Bobby has his own mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A famous exchange of, instead he gets satirical and cynical, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, on the New York situation, I really haven't mind to suggest, I didn't talk to the mayor yet, but I think if he wants to run, let it become known somehow about both you and the mayor will agree to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think so?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether I ought to. He hasn't discussed it at all with me. I don't know. All I know is what I see in the papers.
Well, let me tell you what happened. Arthur Schlesinger came to see me last Tuesday to tell me that they spent a weekend together and that Bobby Kennedy is interested to run for the U.S. Senate. Well, I said to him, well, if he wants it, at least let him create a proper backdrop and let it be an exchange of statements between him and the president, the way we talk. And I suggested the formula, and after this last year, thought it was fine. He went back, and he said he was going to get hold of Bobby. Now, evidently, he did not call back, which means that Bobby probably didn't want to go along.
Mm.
Now, I have no doubt that but Bobby Kennedy coming into New York State, there will be a power game. You know what I mean? There's no unquestionably that this will be what will happen in the future, that Bobby is building his own base, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And Smith, his brother-in-law, evidently is now the master of ceremony,
mm-hmm.
organizing the whole support for him, and he has a group of leaders with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't give Bobby Kennedy any good aroma, you know? Makes him look like he's the choice of the professional politicians, and some of them with a little smelly reputation.
Mm-hmm.
But evidently, he doesn't care, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering whether we should not turn around and make the best of it, and I'm thinking very hard all morning whether he should. The mayor called me on Friday. He said we'll get together on Monday. And personally, I think of suggesting to him that as long as Bobby Kennedy can be the nominee, whether he shouldn't appear as though he's the nominee with your blessing and the mayor's blessing. Or whatever it's worth, you know, and I mean public relations wise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have made up my mind finally, but I thought I'll discuss it with the mayor, and maybe I thought he'll talk to you about it.
No, what did the mayor tell him?
Evidently, the mayor said to him he didn't want to commit himself. First, he didn't even want to, he asked, called up the mayor to ask him whether he should or should not come down for his breakfast appointment, because he saw a story one day before indicating the mayor's opposition. The mayor said, you better come down. So they talked, and the mayor did not want to commit himself 100%, nor did he contradict him, you know. He didn't tell him not to run.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor is evidently bidding for time, and he can't make up his mind what to do, because he knows, on one hand, to oppose him, we will make the mayor unnecessary enemies. On the other hand, to support him, he knows that he invites a whole power game in New York State, which will probably be the... It'll be where it was left off a year and a half ago, you remember, when they were building, they wanted to get hold of the New York State delegation for 1968, and I suppose the game is still on. And if you will find, frankly speaking, Mr. President, if Bobby Kennedy does come in, you will find there will be two Democratic parties, one machine-controlled and not friendly to you, you know what I mean, by Bobby Kennedy and his cohort, and then you'll have, on the other hand, you'll have Wagner and all those people who are represent his tradition in politics being on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it will have no effect on the immediate situation as far as this coming nomination is concerned. I mean, it has no effect on Atlantic City. It will be more of a power game for the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be the same thing that it was supposed to be originally when they started the intrigue a year ago, and that is to try and get hold of and control in 1968, I think. In other words, as of this moment, Bobby Kennedy is building his future, and I think he wants to make New York State his base.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to make it, he wants to coalesce with all those who are professional politicians of Irish Catholic background. There seems to be a certain kind of affinity among them. They understand each other, and they know how to play the game according to the Bostonian tradition. But on the other hand, I must admit that the sentiment right now, he benefits from his from being the brother of the late president. There is some emotional feeling for him. Although the so-called sophisticated people, politically discriminating people, know that this is a game, a pressure game, a squeeze game on the mayor. And to some extent on you.
Mm.
But what do you do under these circumstances? I'm thinking hard all weekend which way to go, and I was thinking to myself, maybe we should turn around and let this go by on the theory that you don't have any more as a vice presidential candidate, and if he wants to run for U.S. Senate and stand up his chances, well, good luck to him.
Well, I haven't thought it through. I'll give that some thought. I expect you thinking along the right line. It seems like that's the best thing I could come up with at the moment.
Yeah, let me put it our way. You don't have to commit yourself at all for a while. Bobby Kennedy, the funny thing is that Arthur Fletcher, when he came to talk to me, he says, you know, Bobby Kennedy is anxious to run, but he would like very much to be the, he wants to have a broad base. He doesn't want to be the leader only of the machine politicians. By God, within 24 hours, you had already a secret conference between Mr. Crowdy and Mr. Buckley and Mr. English, in which they were counting votes and they were going to nominate him no matter what happens.
Mm.
So he emerges already as a machine candidate no matter what happens. Now, Harriman tried to give him a little umbrella of non-machine character, but Harriman does not carry much weight in politics in New York, strangely enough. Now, they're trying very hard to find other people, non-political figures, non-machine figures, who will give him the so-called public acceptance, give him a broader base. Now, I think, frankly speaking, that the mold has already been created. Bobby Kennedy will be, unquestionably, the candidate of the political forces of New York.
Has he decided on that, and have they decided on it?
Well, let me put it that way. When Arthur Schlesinger called me, I called up Walter Jenkins, and I didn't know at first what happened, but then I realized in the evening what happened. You had your crisis on. I wanted to tell him to give you the quick message. Now, Arthur Schlesinger said that he did decide to run. The only thing he wants is to get a better sponsorship. He didn't like the sponsorship that showed up at the beginning when he made it